This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. The San Francisco Bay has become the site of a puzzling and really, on the face of it, ridiculous feud among some regular ocean swimmers. For years, members of a swim club have been divided into two camps, people who wear wetsuits in the bay's frigid waters and people who do not. Those who do wear them can face ridicule by some of the non-wetsuit crowd. Their suits have mysteriously vanished from changing rooms. The term wuss suit gets bandied about while the other side insists, we're here, we're geared, get used to it. Joining us to talk about what's behind this only in the Bay Area drama is Bob McMillan, reporter for the Wall Street Journal and an avid swimmer in the San Francisco Bay. Hi, Bob.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Great to have you. All right. So in the interest of full disclosure, you're a member of this swim club. It's called the South End Rowing Club. Are you team anti-wuss suit or team here and geared?
Oh, I can't believe you're starting with this hard question. I have to out myself. I am a non-wetsuit wearer.
What?
It's true. I don't
Who
wear wetsuits.
Are you?
And I have to confess, in the course of reporting this article, I realized that more than that, I am a bit of a wetsuit shamer myself, and I regret my actions. I really do.
You're a wetsuit shamer. Okay.
A little bit of one.
Well, we'll get
Passive.
Into that in a second, your wetsuit bullying. But first, I just want to know how cold it is in the San Francisco Bay.
Well, I swam yesterday. It was 49 degrees, although one of my fellow swimmers got a 48-degree reading by the flag.
So what's the appeal in not wearing a wetsuit?
Well, we're all addicts, really. And what we're addicted to is the endorphin rush that you get after you warm up. I think it's your body's way of just thanking you for not dying during the swim. You know, if you go in on it, even a day like yesterday, it's very cold, feels kind of bad for the first few minutes when you're in there, but then you get used to it, you know, and you get out, you warm up, and boy, you feel so good for the rest of the day.
I get it. But let me just ask about this potential risk. Could you get hypothermia not wearing a wetsuit in 49-degree water?
You absolutely can. For sure you can. And it's, you know, it's not a joke, but I think, the people who swim without wetsuits have been doing it for a long time. And the truth is that there are stages of hypothermia. So you start to recognize, after you've been swimming for a while, you start to recognize the signs of when you need to get out. And so we have a bunch of words for the different things that happen to you during hypothermia. But
like what?
You know, well, one of the things that happens is you get the claw. And that's basically when your hands stop working because they're so cold. They sort of turn into kind of like they turn into like claws, basically.
Oh.
So that's like an early stage. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really make you nervous. But it tells you that you're getting cold.
Yeah. But I imagine people who don't wear wetsuits are the same kind of people who would ignore those early signs and try to push through.
I don't think that's really true. I think that it's just really, honestly, I think it speaks to just your comfort in the water, right?
Okay.
The more you do it, the more comfortable you get. Like yesterday I went into the water, it's 6:30 in the morning, it's still dark. You know, it's 49 degrees. I'm swimming out. I can't even really see where I'm going at the beginning, and the sun's going to come up. But the first time I did that, I didn't feel so confident about it. I wasn't sure I was going to come back, quite honestly. But, you know.
Here you are, and now you're a shamer.
No, don't call me that. I mean, it's just a little bit sometimes, you know.
Okay, well, let me get to that. What's the big deal if someone wears a wetsuit? Why do you care so much? Or why do these other people care so much?
So the club that I swim at, the South End Rowing Club, is a very old club. I mean, we adopted goggles in the 80s, you know, I think somewhat reluctantly. And there is kind of a tradition of just swim in your swimsuits, okay, swim cap, maybe earplugs, you know, that's it. So there's sort of a minimalist kind of old school purist tradition there. But I think that really it comes down to this desire to spread the joy of the feeling you get of being in that water and kind of overcoming it. You know, it can be very humbling to be in cold water. You know, people get evangelical about it. Mm. And sometimes they just forget the fact that it's very sane to be wearing a wetsuit in cold water and to be avoiding hypothermia with the modern technology that is so wonderfully available to us. And I would say this story has been like a bit of a Me Too moment for the wetsuit wearers, because a lot of people that don't wear wetsuits are sort of in denial about it. They're like, we don't wetsuit shame people. That's not a thing. And then the wetsuit wearers are like, yes, it happens. I get it all the time.
Well, now do you feel a little bit chagrined that you've participated in this?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't, you know, I mean, the reason that people do this is because we're trying to share joy.
Yeah.
And the idea that we would actually make somebody feel bad about it, I don't think occurs to any open water swimmer. But when you talk to the people wearing wetsuits, like, they're like, kind of tone it down a little bit, you guys.
So why not go all the way? Why not just go swimming in the buff?
No comment.
I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just asking the logical follow-up.
Can't go there.
Bob McMillan, he is the wetsuit reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks.
My pleasure. Wonderful chatting with you.
And that'll do it for us today on Press Play. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at KCRL Press Play. We also have a podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts. It is free. So go and get it. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening today. I will see you tomorrow.